I'm Christine Harrisser.
And I am Bernhard Siemek. And this is Short Take, a German Films podcast.
Aaron Altaras started acting at quite a young age. Born in Berlin in 1995, he was discovered by a casting team that visited his school and subsequently got his first acting role in 2004 at the age of 9.
For his portrayal as the young version of Michael Degen in the award-winning Not All Were Murderers, the literary adaptation of actor Michael Degen's memoirs about growing up in Nazi Germany, Aaron received the Children's Media Award in 2007.
His first theater appearance was in the play Summer in Brandenburg in 2008. In the past few years, Aaron acted in many TV and feature films, among them Mario, The Invisibles, and the acclaimed Netflix series Unorthodox, in which he plays the role of Robert.
Aaron is currently filming the series Wild Republic. He spoke to us via Zoom for this interview.
Hi, Aaron. Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast, Short Take, is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal and some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's just have some fun.
Let's get it.
All right. First question. How would you describe your current state of mind or mood in three words?
That's not the word. Always slightly hungry. Yeah.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
My favorite way to spend time is on a bike, on a hill, on a roof, in the sun, in the water, or on the couch watching a lot of films.
What is your guilty pleasure?
I think I have too many. Chocolate. Yeah, that's the biggest one, I think. And Schlagermusik. I also really like bad German Schlagermusik. I don't even know how to translate this.
What is the favorite job you've done?
Personally, in my, let's say, non-acting life, I'm most proud of my bachelor thesis, because I put so much work in it and I did it all by myself. And I'm working on a script at the moment, and I'm very proud of that. And in terms of films, I most enjoyed, I'm most proud of Mario.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Loyalty and humor.
Who are your real life heroes?
Real life heroes. Wow. Damn. Jesus. Not Jesus. I'm very fascinated by Paul Thomas Anderson, the filmmaker, because it's very heartwarming what he does.
If you weren't an actor, what would you be?
I would want to be a cook, most likely. I don't know if anyone would want that, but that's what I would want. Maybe it will happen. Who knows?
Which takes us back to you being hungry.
Yeah, exactly. It's all full circle. Yeah.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
In terms of the arts, I would really like to know how to compose classical music. And I would really like to know how to paint. And in terms of, I'd like to have a Patronus like Harry Potter to protect you against evil demons that suck the life out of you, and light, both.
What is the last book you read?
The last book I read is a poetry book, and it goes together with the film The Beach Bum from Harmony Korine, and it's all the poetry that the character of Matthew McConaughey wrote in that film, and it's hilarious, and everyone should read it. It's actually in my toilet. It's classic toilet literature. It's amazing. It's so funny. It's pink. It's got a pink cover. It's just great.
So everybody instantly gravitates towards the book.
Yeah, The Beach Bum.
Do you have a favorite literary hero or heroine?
As an author, I would want to go with Jules Verne. And in poetry, I would want to go with Heinrich Heine, because he wrote a poem that I love, which is the fight of three religions, a rabbi and an imam and a priest are in an arena in Pamplona in Spain, and they're debating in front of the Spanish queen who's got the best religion, and in the end, she decides, you all picks. It's amazing. It's really good.
What is the last movie or TV series you saw?
So yesterday I stayed up till 3 o'clock for, because I watched the first 6 episodes of Run. It's an HBO series, and it's obviously amazing because it's an HBO series, and it's got Domhnall Gleeson in it, and it was also written and co-produced by Phoebe Waller-Bridge, and it's about a couple that, or they used to be a university couple, and 15 years later they have a deal. If one of them texts them Run and the other one texts back Run, they meet in New York in a train and they leave their lives, and it goes from there, and it's so funny and it's so true and it's really enriching. It's really good.
What is the last podcast you heard?
This one? No. I listened to Joe Rogan Experience with Guy Ritchie because I wanted to hear about the new film, and they ended up talking 2 hours about knives and jiu-jitsu and suits, and it was the most macho conversation. I didn't get anything about the film, but I know everything about steaks and jiu-jitsu now. So
okay. What do you like most about yourself?
I'm very flexible and adaptable to anything. You can put me anywhere and I'm going to be fine with it.
Which brings us to, what do you dislike most about yourself?
I think it's the flip side. I get very excited about things very easily, and I also get then very annoyed about the same things not working out. Bit obsessive, and I'm very unstructured. I literally need to write down that I have to call my roommates for tomatoes, otherwise I forget it.
What's the last thing you regret and why?
I regret not building a second layer in my room during Corona, because I had all the time and all the plan and I didn't do it, but I will.
Which random thing makes you happy?
I really like to see random acts of kindness in public. I really like when I see dogs that look like their owners, or the other way around. And my favorite thing is if I hear like a form of speech or expression that I hadn't heard before that's either really funny or makes me think differently. That can even make my whole week, I think. A month even. Yeah, it's simple life.
Do you have a life motto?
Well, obviously not. It takes me this long.
Fair enough. Now we're already at the last question. How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered that someone that was funny to be around and made you a good time. I also really like the sentence that I heard the other day that I think is a really cool sentence for a gravestone. Alles, was ich noch zu sagen hätte, dauert eine Zigarette. Which is impossible to translate.
That's true, but that's a fitting end, I would say. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Short Take is produced by Christine Harrister and Bernhard Simek on behalf of German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide.
To find out more about Aaron's work, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes and help us get the word out, like, comment, and subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.